This is the news for Florence, Oregon, for Wednesday, October 2, 2019. I'm George Henry. The fall burning season officially began yesterday for Lane County. Dry conditions in 2017 and 2018 delayed the start of the season then, but a wet September brought about conditions favorable for the burning of dry wood yard debris for most of Lane County. As always, Florence City Limits does not allow open burning of any kind. Outside, the city residents are encouraged to only burn wood and debris that is seasoned at least 6 months to avoid excessive smoke, according to the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. Sayosaw Valley Fire and Rescue issues burn permits for county residents that wish to burn, but as a precaution, they have postponed the issuing of permits until October 7th. People with questions about outdoor burning can contact SVFR or the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency in Eugene. Revision Florence project manager Megan Messmer says that, weather permitting, Alex Hodge Construction will be continuing the work of grinding and paving Highway 101 over the next 2 weeks, with most of the work being done overnight from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. Flaggers will be present to direct traffic in the construction areas. Messmer says this is a very active construction zone, and safety of residents and workers is very important, and keeping construction areas clear is important for safety. Non-paving-related construction will continue into November. The body of missing boater Hang Tran was discovered yesterday. The 58-year-old high school counselor went missing on his boat, the Kiwanda, on Sunday. Debris from the boat was found on Sunday, but searchers were initially unable to locate Tran. The Coast Guard said the body was discovered yesterday morning around 10:30. According to the news release, Tran was wearing a life jacket. This Friday and Saturday is the hazardous waste roundup at the Florence Transfer Station on Rhododendron Drive. The hours for drop-off are noon to 5 p.m. on Friday and 8 until 2 p.m. on Saturday. Drop-off is open to paint, household cleaners, lawn and garden chemicals, car care products, arts and crafts products, pool chemicals, fluorescent lamps, and other household hazardous waste. They will not accept empty containers, drums, radioactive waste, asbestos, or explosives. Electronics can be recycled every day at the Florence facility. That's the news for Coast Radio for Wednesday, October 2, 2019.